Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble. Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We are trying to locate Gwyneth Isaacs, and until she arrives in the front of the classroom, it'll be just me. So, you know, I was thinking about some of the things that are happening here at the farm. And I want to share this with you. I think it's true, but I can't prove it. There are no 40 horsepower or thereabouts tractors that are available for sale that are any good in the marketplace right now. None. I can't find a single one. And one of the things that I do as part of the preparation for class is I look at trends. I don't really talk about this, but one of the things I do is I really look at what's happening in the area, in the United States, in the world. And in that light, I look at Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace, which is the for sale used venues. And that's pretty much it. Classified ads have disappeared a long time ago. What I've noticed is that literally there is not a single, not one, 40 horsepower, and that would be like 40, 45, 50, 55 horsepower range tractors available for sale. None. Used. Not one. And why is that? I think they've been blown up. And I don't believe a word I say. Not one word. And certainly don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media. But 40 horsepower tractors are the most common size for a small farm. Let's say 40 acres, maybe 80 acres. That's the size most people want because they are big enough to handle a front-end loader attachment. They're big enough to pull a single-bottom plow. They can pull a hay mower, a small hay mower. They can operate a small baler. But for normal baling, you need a minimum of 55 horsepower. So what I'm talking about is 40 to 55 horsepower. So to pull a bush hog, you know, 6 foot bush hog, to trim the fields, to cut down the saplings that just pop up all by themselves so you can have a hay field, that's the size you need. And what I found is they're gone. But you can buy ones that have been destroyed. For example, the transmission's broken. Or the engine has spun a rod bearing. These are major repairs. Repairs that are so expensive that it's not economically viable to fix the tractor. So then the tractor becomes a carcass for pulling some of the good parts off it and using those on other tractors. Well, why did this happen? I think a big part of it was as a result of Citgo, C-I-T-G-O, the petroleum refiner, and Orscheln, the farm and ranch store. Orscheln sold out to Tractor Supply and other companies. So they're done. And I believe that this did it to them. They packaged buckets of refinery line flushing fluid. This is the oily substance that they run through the lines to clean out the pipes. And when they're flushing the lines at the refinery, the lines contain sludge. So they had about 600,000 gallons of this sludge contained with lime flushing fluid, and they put it in buckets, yellow buckets, with black lids. And they sold it for $34.99 at Orslin Farm and Ranch stores. And a lot of people bought them, including us. The Finellis bought it. Because it was a little bit less expensive, and the bucket said it was for use in Ford tractors, Massey Ferguson, John Deere. The list went on and on. You know, all the major brands. And it was called Premium. Premium tractor hydraulic fluid. Now, would you think that Premium would be good, better, or best? What would you think? Or would you think it'd be less than good? Would you think that maybe it might even be fraudulent? That it's not only is it not premium, but it's not even tractor hydraulic fluid. Well, that's what it was. It was not tractor hydraulic fluid. And we put it in our tractors. We bought a lot of buckets of it. Actually, 2 pallets of it. And as people who are mechanically inclined and proactive in maintenance, we thought, okay, let's drain out all the fluid of all of our tractors and put this tractor hydraulic fluid in. It's not motor oil, not engine oil. It is a fluid for the transmission and the hydraulic system. And hydraulic system would be what? Typically on a tractor, you have a hydraulic pump, and it pressurizes the steering system so you can have power steering. It pressurizes the lift arms so that you can raise and lower the three-point hitch. And can operate a front-end loader. That being the case, this stuff, this fraudulent fluid, has destroyed the hoses. Hydraulic hoses, hydraulic seals, hydraulic pumps, hydraulic lifts, the lift cylinders on balers, the lift cylinders on hay mowers, the lift cylinders, everything hydraulic. And in our farm, it beat up all of our equipment, every single piece. About $250,000 worth of damage in terms of what it would cost to fix the equipment. I reported this before. And the reason I know this is I got a call from a lawyer, the legal counsel, who initiated a class action suit against Orslin and Citgo. And my name came up. And it came up because when they were doing their due diligence and research, they found an email that had my name on it that was at the refinery, where the engineers were saying, this guy Finelli is saying that this fluid has a problem and it foams up. And so when he put it in his tractor, foam was coming out of the dipstick. That'd be just like you changing the oil in your car. You start it up and you've got the hood raised. And then you see foam, which looks like a latte, coming out of the dipstick tube. And you go, that's never happened before. What's going on? So you call the store that sold you the oil, and they say, call the manufacturer, which in this case was Citgo, and I called, and they advised me to use some other fluid. And I said, okay, what fluid? They said, any fluid, anything else. Well, because I know the damage that it did to us, the hydraulic cylinders, the steering systems, the front-end loader, the hoses were popping. It was not lubricating oil or fluid. It was line-flushing fluid. And it ate the hoses, and it ate the rubber seals, and it damaged the hydraulic pumps. We were the number three largest. The Finelli Farm was the third largest recipient of the damage that Citgo and Orslin foisted upon farmers. Fraud. Absolute fraud. And if you're a lawyer for Sitco and you want to come on the air, I'll put you on right now. Right now. And we can discuss it. So here we have our farm. All of our equipment was damaged. And so was everybody else's. And the farmers that I've talked to, you go to farms and you see these yellow buckets. And you know what it is. It's the Orscheln Sitco tractor hydraulic fluid. Label that, but it really is line flushing fluid. It doesn't have the lubricating qualities. As a matter of fact, I have a dossier from Sitco. And the people who were involved. And one guy is saying, what do we do with this? And one response is, well, let's put it in black buckets. That way the customers won't see the sludge in the bottom. If you went to a coffee shop and you had a white coffee mug, or if you had a disposable coffee cup and you drank the coffee and then you found a quarter of an inch of sludge in the bottom, would you go back? Would you order another one? Would you think something's wrong with the coffee machine or the process they're using? Well, that's what it was, about a quarter of an inch of sludge in the bottom of these buckets. And the buckets were yellow, so with a black lid. And typically, you don't take the lid off when you pour out tractor hydraulic fluid from a 5-gallon bucket. There's usually a spout, like a 2-inch spout, and you break the seal, and then you pull out this little expandable spout, and you can pour it into a smaller container and then pour it into your tractor. So with the black lid, you never see the sludge at the bottom. But we're a little more thorough than that. What we did, it's even worse than that. When we change the oil in the engines, we go through a step that nobody goes through. I've never seen anybody on YouTube say, yeah, I'll be shaking your quarts of oil before you put it in the vehicle, or your gallon or 5-quart jugs of oil. Y'all shake them up because at the bottom there are some of the additives that could settle to the bottom, and you want to make sure you get them back in suspension and put them in your engine. So that's what we did with the 5-gallon buckets. And we thought initially that these globs were additives. And in fact, it was sludge. It plugged up all the hydraulic filters in the system. The gearbox sounded like the gears were running in water rather than lubricant. The tractors made a lot of noise, and the tractors knew it, and they didn't like them. They didn't like the oil or the lubricant. Actually, it wasn't even oil, it wasn't lubricant. It was tractor, or it was flushing fluid from the refinery. It's like a waste product. It's really what it is, a waste product. And they didn't know what to do with it. They had it sitting in these tanks, and they decided to sell it. They knew they were perpetrating fraud. They knew it. Everybody involved knew it. So they sold it for $34.99, $29.99, $24.99, $19.99. The state of Missouri banned Orscheln from selling it. The state of Missouri said, this is fraud. You cannot sell this product. So what Orscheln did, and we caught them doing it, they unloaded it from the shelves. They put a sign on the shelves. They printed it up with their laser printer, stuck it on the 8.5x11 sign. We can no longer sell this, per state of Missouri. So what'd they do with it? We said, so what are y'all doing with it? They're packing it up and sending it to Arkansas. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So this story has a lot of components to it. So this line flushing fluid sold as premium 303 tractor hydraulic fluid destroyed a lot of equipment. And a lot of the small farmers bought it because at the time you could buy a 5 gallon bucket of John Deere tractor hydraulic fluid, but it was twice as expensive. And you would think, well, this stuff says premium. It's got all the classifications, all the testing, it says that it meets all of the specs that you would want. It would be like buying engine oil at the big box auto parts store, and you look at the back and it says, yeah, it meets the API standards, it meets all the standards that you've been looking for. You know, you look at the owner's manual and it says, you know, what type of oil should I buy? You know, SAE 5W30, for example, SN Plus, certification. You go, oh, that's good. And you actually believe what the container says. Heck, Orsland, they would never lie, right? Citgo would never lie, right? Well, they did. And it's like putting water, in terms of lubricity, into the transmission, into the hydraulic system, with no lubricity. And it tore up the gears, the pumps, everything. And it was aggressive on rubber parts. So not only did it tear up not provide lubrication, it was aggressive and ate the seals, the rubber seals, the hoses, the hydraulic hoses. So how much does a hydraulic hose cost? I don't know, maybe $250 each. And we probably have 100 of them here on our equipment. I'm talking about bulldozer, backhoe, front-end loaders. Had a lot of hydraulic hoses, the steering systems. the bailers. We never had problems like this before. And you, if you've listened to class for years, you've heard me say, I don't know what's going on. This is nuts. These hydraulic hoses are breaking like crazy. We're having failures like crazy. What's going on? That is what was going on. So the lawyer contacted me for the class action suit, and I had it. I had the smoking guns. Guns, plural. We had unused buckets, factory sealed, with the sludge in the bottom. We had the hydraulic filters that were all plugged up with sludge. We had the before oil fluids that we took out and marked in containers, that this is the fluid we took out of, you know, each tractor. It's all labeled as this is the fluid we took out that originally it had, and this is the fluid that we put in and took out because it was defective. We had it all. And the receipts, and the pictures of the foam coming out, and the video of the foam coming out of the dipsticks for the tractors. We had it all. I mean, we had all the evidence, every bit of it, including a remainder of a pallet that was unused. There's no way out of this. I mean, we had Citgo and we had Orslin for committing this fraud. So what's that got to do with Facebook Marketplace and tractors? Well, I talked to a lot of farmers, and pretty much everywhere I went back several years ago, I saw these yellow buckets at every farm. Every single farm had them. I didn't see a single farm that didn't have them. So the farmers were using this. They were using it to top off the tractor hydraulic fluid, and they didn't get it. They didn't realize that they were destroying their tractors. They blew up their own tractors with this fraudulent fluid. So now, if you want to find a 40-horsepower tractor, you're not going to find any because they've all been destroyed. And it doesn't matter whether it was a Ford or a Massey Ferguson or a John Deere. The only tractors that did not get destroyed are the ones who did not change their tractor hydraulic fluid and left the old stuff in there. Those are the ones that didn't get destroyed. And nobody wants to sell them because they can't replace it. They can't trade up. They can't go to the marketplace and say, you know what, I've got a 40-horsepower tractor. I sure would love a 50-horsepower tractor because that would be a little more horsepower and I could do a little bit more with it. I'd love to, you know, I could sell my old one at my 40-horsepower and get a 50, you know, pay $1,000 more, and boy, I'd be in great shape. Well, there aren't any because nobody in their right mind is going to sell one, including me. Which leads to the next part of the story, which is, what do you do if you have an old Ford 3000 three-cylinder diesel tractor and you've got manual steering, which my dad used to call Armstrong steering? I'll tell you what happened next. This story has legs. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
A news update. A judge in New York is approving a higher bond amount for Donald Trump, but allowing enforcement of the bond to be delayed. This in connection with a defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. Trump's legal team applied for an appeal bond, which will allow him to fight the verdict while preventing Carroll from enforcing the $83 million judgment. The judge approved, and once the bond is enforced, instead of $83 million, Trump would be forced to pay $91 million instead. At the same time, Trump's lawyers are also appealing that verdict and filing a motion for a new trial. Beyonce's upcoming country album now has a full title, previously known simply as Act 2, The Singer Revealed. It's titled Cowboy Carter. Beyonce released the first two songs, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, after announcing she had new music coming with a Super Bowl commercial. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This can be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Watch it.
Got
your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Difficult to find 40 horsepower and that size, 40, 45, 50, 55 horsepower tractors. And I believe they've all been destroyed, or most of them. And there aren't any in the marketplace to go buy one. And now's the time. People would be selling their tractors because they know that farmers are looking for tractors. And just go to Facebook Marketplace and look for yourself. See if you can find a nice tractor. One that you'd say, boy, I'd like to have that one. Okay? You won't. Or at least that's my belief. So the tractors have been damaged, and those are the ones for the small farmers. The ones that and we have like 241 acres, so we're considered a small farm, a family farm. And 40 horsepower tractors, well, we have three. We've got a Case International, 40 horsepower, three-cylinder. We have a John Deere, 40 horsepower, four-cylinder. That's made by Yanmar. That's a Japanese company. It makes lightweight tractors. So the Case International 40 horsepower tractor with three cylinders diesel weighs about 4,000 pounds. The Yanmar one that is painted green, it says John Deere on it, made in Japan, weighs about 3,000 pounds. So the Japanese have figured out how to make a 40 horsepower tractor with less material. And it's lighter. Everything about it's lighter. It's not as substantial as the Case International 4,000-pound 40-horsepower tractor. By the way, there are no tractors that are in that size that are made in the United States of America. Not one. Doesn't matter what it says on it. Whether it says Massey Ferguson, whether it says New Holland, whether it says John Deere. There's not one 40-horsepower tractor that's made in the United States of America. Not one. So that's the mainstay, the go-to tractor for small farms. And there aren't any used tractors available for sale in that range because they've been destroyed by Orscheln and by Citgo. And they paid heavily. They paid massive fines for the damage they've done. And I despise both of those companies, and I wouldn't buy anything from them because I can't trust them. So, how does this story have legs? Well, several years ago, I bought a power steering kit, a conversion kit. I wanted to convert the manual steering, and it's brutal. It's got this Ford 3000 tractor has a huge steering wheel because it needs it for leverage. And when you're done working with that tractor, you are worn out. I don't care how big you are. Well, I decided to buy this power steering kit for it, and it's everything you need to convert the manual steering to power steering. There's a spot on the engine where you take off this cover plate, and you bolt in with two bolts the power steering hydraulic pump. It's a separate unit, has a separate power steering fluid or separate hydraulic fluid reservoir. It's got hoses, it's got a hydraulic cylinder, it's got a control valve, it's got linkage, it's got steering knuckles, it's all there. And the parts seem of good quality. And I tried to put it on, I thought, yeah, it doesn't really quite fit. That was a couple of years ago, well, maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, something like that. And so over the last week and a half, I took the tractor apart, took the steering out, and I put this kit in. It does not fit. So I called the company I bought it from, and they're having trouble because it looks like they're having trouble helping me because it looks like there were three manufacturers that made these kits, and they look very, very similar, except there were slight differences. And you can't take parts from one kit and put it in another. And evidently, it seems that the kit that I have was parts from two different manufacturers, and that's why it doesn't fit. So with this kit, I can turn left. I'm sorry. I can turn right, or I can go straight, but I can't turn left. That tractor's not so useful if you can't turn left. I mean, literally, I can't turn left. I can go straight or turn right, but not left. So I ordered a complete new kit so I can start using this tractor. It's a great little tractor. It's 47 horsepower, Ford 3000, built in 1974. And I use it for spreading manure with a 10-foot by 10-foot chain harrow. It's like a 10-foot by 10-foot chain-link fence, except instead of small wires in the chain-link fence, it's like half-inch or so. Steel bars bent into what looks like a chain-link fabric. Instead of, you know, 2-inch squares, it's 8-inch squares. It weighs 500 pounds. Works great. I've had it for about 40 years, 4-0. And it's a wonderful piece of gear, wonderful implement. And it lets me spread the cow manure so I don't have to buy fertilizer, you know, commercial fertilizer. And I love using that Ford 3000, that 50-year-old tractor. I love it. It's perfect. It doesn't bounce around the fields. It's heavy. It's really, really nice. Yesterday, I used the John Deere If you want to look it up, Model 1070, John Deere 1070. That's that Yanmar painted green, John Deere green tractor. So I came back and I said, wow, what a difference. This little John Deere is so hard to use. It bounces all over the field. Whereas the Ford, the old antique Ford, is great. So I missed my Ford, and it's a part on the pad right outside our automotive shop. I'm waiting for the parts to fix it. And the rest of the story is, I believe that the three companies that made these tractor steering retrofit kits were in India, the country, India. And there were three of them, and there's only one left. The other two went out of business. Now, why would they go out of business? I mean, who would not want to put power steering for about $500 on a tractor? It's like the difference between struggling with the tractor and having a nice, comfortable ride and not tear up your chest with steering. Well, I can't get the parts, so I had to buy a whole new kit. And why? I believe it's because there aren't any Ford tractors left in the United States to put these kits on, because they've been destroyed by Citgo and Orscheln. They blew them up. So the market, which is a limited market anyway, but this tractor was everywhere. Lots of people had them. Ford made so many of these tractors. They had a factory in England. They had a factory in South America. And they had a factory in the United States. They're all over. As a matter of fact, this tractor that I have, I bought it used, and it was in Florida. They used it in the fruit tree groves in Florida. So it's had a nice, easy life. It wasn't pulling a plow. Nice, easy life, which is why I bought it. And now I'm having trouble getting the power steering parts. It used to be able to just call up the big stores that sold tractor parts. You call them up and say, a part for this power steering. They go, sure, no problem. I got them in stock. Now, yesterday I called up one of them and I said, I'm looking for some parts. He said, geez, they're getting really hard to get. He said, that company's closed. This other company's closed. He said, oh, there's one left. There's one left. Well, I can get some parts from that. And I said, well, what kind of parts can you get? And he said, well, it looks like I can only get nuts and bolts. Nuts and bolts. I can get them anywhere. I don't have to go to a farm equipment supply company to get nuts and bolts. I get nuts and bolts at the local farmers cooperative, here in our little hamlet. Bottom line is, I believe that because of this situation with Orscheln and Citgo fraudulently selling a product that destroyed the tractors of every brand, I believe that we're going to have a lot of trouble getting parts for all the brands going forward. And I don't think it's just power steering parts. I think it's all the moving parts that you would want to replace. They're going to get harder and harder to get. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about bearings. I'm talking about tires. Because these tractors used a narrow, tall tire. Narrow, three ribs, sometimes four ribs, but 16-inch tires, but they're used for farm tractors on the front. And they're real heavy sidewalls, so these small tires can take a heavy load. It's not like putting a truck tire. Truck tires are weak compared to these farm tractor tires. Some people try to put farm tractor truck tires, for a pickup truck, on the front of an old tractor. Well, there's clearance problems. The tires from a truck are too wide. And the reason that these old tractors have narrow tires is narrow tires are easy to turn, so it doesn't take as much effort, even though it's almost impossible to turn the steering wheel on an old manual steering tractor. It was a little easier with a narrow tire, a tractor tire. put a truck tire on it, the extra width makes it really hard to turn. Now, some of these tractors came with power steering initially, you know, right from the factory. That's great. But most of them didn't. Most farmers probably didn't want to spend the extra $500 or $1,000 for the optional power steering. They can check, you know, we can go with manual steering. We've been doing it since the 1930s. Let's just stay with manual steering in the 1970s. So the picture I'm trying to paint is I believe that it's going to be very difficult to get things like brakes for your tractor. Rods, shafts, clevises, bearings. You know, you used to be able to buy a kit. And there used to be a term that was used. I haven't heard this term used for maybe 30 years. It's called overhauled. Overhauled. So as an engine would wear, you would want to replace the parts that wear. What are they? Well, that would be the engine bearings, the rod bearings, the main bearings. You'd want to replace the piston rings and the pistons. And to do that, you'd need a gasket set. Front cover gasket set, valve cover gasket, or gaskets, head gasket, you know, water outlet gasket for the cooling system, a whole bunch of gaskets in the gasket set. So you get the gasket set, you get the pistons, the rings, the rod bearings, the main bearings, everything you need to overhaul an engine. And these tractors were designed so you didn't have to take the engine out to overhaul it. You take off maybe 10 bolts, and you remove the engine cover. That'd be the side covers and the hood. And now you've got a tractor that has all the engine parts that you would need to work on exposed. Then you unbolt the head, you unbolt the oil pan, and then while the tractor engine and transmission assembly is complete, you can take out the pistons. Real easy to do job.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, the term overhaul is something that you used to hear. You know, if you're going to buy a used car, they say, well, no, I had the engine overhauled, you know, at X miles. Well, you don't hear that anymore. And I don't think we've heard that for maybe 40 years, 40. So these tractors are old technology. And I'm looking at eBay right now. And it says new engine overhaul kit for Ford 3000 and 3600 tractors. And it's kind of nice. So this kit, if you're up to it, you get new cylinder liners. And, you know, three of them, three pistons, three sets of piston rings, head gasket, oil pan gasket, side cover gaskets, exhaust manifold gasket, intake gasket, and a whole bunch of seals and washers for $414.32. So you could literally rebuild your engine, overhaul it, and give it another, I don't know, 4,000 hours of life, maybe 6,000 hours of life. For $414.32. Absolutely true. While you can still get them. But I have a feeling that the manufacturers are going to stop the production of some of these kits that many farmers have used to overhaul their engines. So this is an in-frame engine overhaul kit. So can you imagine having For just $414, rebuilding your engine? Can you imagine that? That's all. If you wanted to swap an engine, if you wanted to just pay a labor to swap an engine in a modern vehicle, you're probably talking a minimum, absolute minimum, for a shade tree mechanic to do it, $1,000, minimum. And if it's a vehicle with the engine sideways, and the transmission bolted to the engine, which is sideways with front-wheel drive, you're probably talking about a minimum of $1,500 to $2,000 for the labor. Here we're talking about you could do this yourself and rebuild your Ford 3000 tractor for $414.32. What I'm trying to say is I think these things are going to disappear, these kinds of kits and parts and accessories and maintenance items. I think they're going to get harder and harder to get. And that's what's happening right now. I talked to Kathy about that last night. And she is seeing the same kinds of things. She and her husband are seeing the same kinds of things in their neck of the woods in Ohio. It's getting harder to get the right parts. It's harder to get parts that fit. It's harder to get parts that actually will last a reasonable amount of time. So I just want to share that with you. It's a real serious problem. And tangentially, we have noticed that we have an automotive shop. You all know that, right? So we do a lot of oil changes. And what we're finding is that the newer engines, like Ford has a pickup truck with a V6, high-performance V6, a little engine in a big truck. That engine has to work really hard. Twin turbochargers. Two turbochargers in a pickup truck. Can you imagine that? First time I saw that was in a 1984 Maserati B-Turbo. Two turbochargers and a V6. So it's been around for a while. It's not like Ford figured this out all by themselves. So they could easily copy the 1984 Maserati. That's 40 years ago or zero, right? Well, those turbochargers really get hot. And the reason is the red-hot exhaust gases, like 1,500 degrees, 1,800 degrees, spin a turbo. And the turbo is nothing more than like a pinwheel. And the hot exhaust gases flying by this pinwheel or turbocharger actually gets the turbocharger hot. And what that does is it needs to be lubricated. So this red-hot turbocharger has to be lubricated by oil, which in turn gets really hot. And a lot of oils can't take that extreme heat. And the oil turns black. It actually burns the oil. I'm talking about engine oil. And what we found is that the engine oil we like the best is Mobil 1. Mobil 1 designed for these extreme conditions, like twin turbochargers. So our recommendation is don't even think about buying cheap oil if you have an engine with a turbocharger. Because if you don't get the right lubrication for a turbocharger, it'll burn up the shaft on the turbocharger and the bearings. And a rebuilding of a turbocharger is a minimum of $500 just for the parts. And then that's without the removal and the installation. So you're easily talking about $1,000 to get a damaged or failed turbocharger out, repaired, and put back in. And you prevent all that by using the right oil. And we really like Mobil 1 designed for those vehicles. So we suggest that you consider not skimping on oil. Buy the best. And change your oil a little more often than the manufacturer recommends. And change the filter twice as often as the manufacturer recommends. That's what we do. And it works for us. And the Mobil 1 comes out red.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.